An integrated society accepts all people and their differences because it recognizes the value of differences, even ones that lead to mistakes. An integrated society understands that suppressing the freedom to make mistakes and a lack of compassion toward those who make mistakes fuel the cycle of violence, whereas acceptance, compassion, and forgiveness fuel the cycle of love, the cornerstone of an integrated society. Love enables a society to be integrated. The process of integration is a process of learning to love, or learning to break the cycle of violence. Forgiveness is an important tenet of an integrated society. You give lip service to it but don't truly practice it. If you did, there would be less violence and hatred. Instead, many follow the tenet of an eye for an eye, which fuels the cycle of violence. Ironically, this is a religious tenet. But like many religious beliefs, it is a distortion. It is not based on love, so it cannot be part of the Creator's teachings. In an integrated society, justice is served but not at the expense of society. Society is not served by punishment based on retribution. Society is only served by justice, which teaches and heals the accused. Thus, an integrated society not only reforms its criminals, but forgives them and helps them reconnect with their spiritual self. It recognizes the spirit even within the most depraved. This ability to see the spirit in everyone draws it out and enables it to blossom, thus breaking the cycle of violence. Acceptance is another tenet of an integrated society. Forgiveness and acceptance go hand in hand. Acceptance is extended to every member of society, and forgiveness is extended to those who make mistakes. They are two forms of the same thing, love. In an integrated society, all people and all differences are accepted and valued. Differences are understood to contribute to society's evolution and richness, to its ability to survive and thrive in an ever-changing world. Where there is acceptance, even great suffering can be endured, because acceptance extends not only to people but to life. People who accept other people also accept life and all that it entails. Acceptance implies an acceptance even of evil. Evil still exists in an integrated society, but it is understood for what it is and is transformed through love rather than combated. Evil must exist in a society that operates through polarities, even in an integrated society. An integrated society has polarities, but they are balanced. For societies that do not operate through polarities, integration is not an issue, for there is nothing to integrate. But for Earth and for many other worlds, integration is a goal. Service to self-planets are not devoid of the need to integrate, but they are focused on the negative pole. They represent one extreme, while the Pleiadians of the past, for instance, represent the other extreme, where the negative has been denied. An integrated society also is integrated racially. Love, acceptance, and forgiveness make it possible to adjust to racial differences. This is what will make it possible for you to adjust to your racial differences and the different extraterrestrials who will share your planet. Without a rise in consciousness, this would be impossible. This is why it may be inconceivable to you now that people and extraterrestrials could coexist without problems. There will be problems similar to your current racial strife initially, but you will learn to live in peace. The positives will teach you about peace, uplift your consciousness, and grant you many other favors. For these gifts, you will be willing to love and accept them. They will teach you how you and your neighbors, including neighboring countries, can benefit each other and live peaceably. They will appeal to your self-interest in teaching you about love. This will break the barriers between the people on Earth and pave the way for you to learn to love more unconditionally. These barriers are not as difficult to break as you might think. Much of your pain and the violence and hatred it has produced is caused by ignorance. You have been blaming each other for your own ignorance, your own poor decisions. Once you learn to make better choices and organize your lives better, you will not find it so hard to get along with each other. When life stops going so badly, you will find it much easier to love one another. The positives will teach you what you need to overcome much of your self-induced pain. Chapter 11 The Future. You are about to become active members of the Confederation. You have always belonged, but you haven't had an ambassador. The Confederation is a group of individuals from various planets in this quadrant of the universe who monitor the activities on those planets. They are similar to the individuals on Star Trek's Starship Enterprise. This television program is not as far-fetched as you might think. It is as natural to have a group policing an area of the universe as an area of the globe. And like the television program, the Confederation does not use force or violence or interfere unnecessarily in the affairs of the planets in their jurisdiction. How did a television show come to reflect reality so closely? This is just one example of how you are being prepared to discover your interplanetary birthright. Confederation members and others are preparing you for this by planting creative seeds in the subconscious minds of television writers and others. This is done as a matter of course by spirit guides and others guiding your planet. The same thing is happening to your guides, they are being guided by others more evolved than they are. This is just how the universe works. It is a hierarchy, but a benevolent one that operates primarily for service. You are being prepared to meet extraterrestrials in many other ways as well. Many science fiction writers, channels, and abductees have written about their experiences with extraterrestrials. And groups of star people and walk-ins have united to wake people up and tell them of Earth's interplanetary role. You are being prepared less obviously as well, particularly through your dreams. Many of you have been visiting other planets in your astral body while you sleep. Artists have painted what they have seen during their nocturnal journeys, and musicians have reproduced the music of these realms. On some level, you remember these visits and will be able sometime to recall at least the joy and wonder you have felt on these travels. Your experiences on these flights are beautiful, joyful, and expansive. So on a deep level, you already know yourself as an interplanetary being. During sleep, many of you also go to what amounts to lecture halls, where you are taught the mysteries of the universe. Some of this information remains on the tip of your consciousness. When it is triggered by artists, musicians, science fiction writers, channels, and others, you resonate with it. You may even express this knowledge in your own poems, short stories, movies, musical compositions, and drawings. There are many signs all around you of your interplanetary heritage because many are bearing witness to this now. You are approaching one of the most important events a planet ever faces, a meeting with your creators. Throughout the universe, planets like yours have been seeded, nurtured, and then left to develop. Then, sometime in their evolution, the creators introduce themselves. That time is fast approaching for you. You are going to meet your creators because they are about to take you to the next step, fourth density. This is always a momentous step in humanoid evolution. That is why you are being visited now. So let's look at what this means to you and your planet to be moving into fourth density. How do third density bodies make this transition to fourth density? Some people won't be able to make the transition without dying and some will. Those who cannot handle the vibrations of fourth density won't be able to remain in that body when Earth shifts to fourth density. Earth is shifting gradually rather than instantly, although not as gradually as usual. This will allow many of you to adjust to the higher vibration of energy infusing your planet. Those of you who can incorporate this energy into your body and raise its vibration may not have to shed your body when Earth moves into fourth density. Those of you who cannot raise your vibration will have to leave Earth when its vibrations are no longer compatible with yours. For some, this will mean dying at the normal time. For others, it will mean leaving the body prematurely through any number of means, such as natural disasters, diseases like AIDS and cancer, epidemics, or famine. Be careful not to assume that those leaving these ways are not good enough to remain. Such judgments will only set you back in your evolution. Only a small number of people will make the transition to fourth density with their bodies intact. Others will still be able to return to Earth, but only after they die first. This is because, despite a consciousness compatible with fourth density, their bodies may be too damaged or contaminated with toxins for their cells to transmute. So a person's consciousness may be beyond the consciousness of his or her body. When this happens, the body has to be shed and a new one taken on before going on to fourth density. Because of the difficulty of transitioning from third to fourth density in the same body, many will be leaving the planet in the next few decades. Although this is tragic for those they leave behind, it is not tragic for their souls. They will be freed to go on to either another third density planet or return to Earth later. The next few decades will be a time for remembering and affirming your immortality, for anyone who clings to life too dearly will suffer. Death is just a transition, and a welcome one for many. You will have to redesign your spiritual beliefs if you are to use the trials ahead as a springboard to higher consciousness rather than a cause to be bitter. What you believe will be exceedingly important during these times. Spiritual teachers who can help people see tragedy from a higher perspective will be in demand. As a result, reincarnation will finally be accepted across the globe. As we said, the transition to fourth density will not happen overnight. The planet itself is making this transition more quickly than those on it. Its vibration is activating their shift. Some of the stress your civilization as a whole is feeling is due to living on a planet whose vibration is heightened. This is creating dissonance within people's bodies and sometimes resulting in disease. The bodies most affected by this are those that are polluted, stressed, blocked, or of a lower vibration. This makes it all the more important to eat well, meditate, and live healthily. Seeing to it that your food is high quality and chemical-free is essential during these times. Now, more than ever, you need the help of healthy food and a healthy environment. Since few of you are eating well and living in unpolluted environments, healers are in more demand than ever before. Many healers have reincarnated from other planets and dimensions to help you heal yourselves and your planet so that you can make the transition to fourth density more gracefully. If your food and environment were more healthy, this would not be necessary. Healing will be a major theme over the next few decades, not only the healing of your bodies, but the healing of your social systems. Social systems are breaking down all over the world, not just in the United States. This will force you to reevaluate what you are doing. The United States will remedy its problems if it can get its democratic system functioning as it was intended to. Democracy has the flexibility to address the current needs and weather the changes ahead. The 21st century will be a time of crisis on Earth. A purging is occurring, which will lead to a better world for all. This better world is a fourth density world. And the purging is part of the transition to fourth density. All worlds experience some cataclysms during a transition to a new density. How severe these are depends on how rapidly the transition is made. Yours is being made very rapidly. The crises you are likely to see have all been predicted before by seers like Nostradamus and Edgar Cayce, pole shift, volcanic activity, earthquakes, floods, droughts, pestilence, disease, and famine. You are already experiencing these but on a lesser scale than in the future. The pole shift will be the most dramatic of these changes, but just how dramatic remains to be seen. This alone will change the world's climate, which is already being affected by pollution. We don't see these crises occurring all at once but intermittently across the globe. Some areas will be hit harder than others. Where these will be is hard to predict. With some exceptions. The lands surrounding the Pacific Rim will be altered by volcanic activity and earthquakes. The populations of Africa and India will be decimated by famine and disease. The United States will have droughts, as will the Soviet republics. Beyond this, we cannot make predictions. We caution you about accepting predictions for the times ahead. Since the many variables and changing conditions make prediction nearly impossible. Over the next few decades, many people will lose their lives and many of the children being born will not survive. Of those that do, many won't be able to reproduce unless you take drastic measures to clean up your environment now. You don't know what effect your chemicals and pollution will have on future generations. You won't realize the damage you have caused to people's reproductive systems until the coming generations are older. By then, it will be too late, and you will be struggling to maintain your numbers. You are seeing some signs of this in the increasing low birth weight babies, miscarriages, and couples unable to have children. This trend will continue unless you do something about the toxins in your environment. The biggest change you will see over the next two decades is a change in population. 21st century Earth will be much less populated. This will mean renewal of the plant and animal kingdoms, with some lost habitats being regained. However, many plants and animals of the 21st century and beyond will be different from those today because of adaptations to a changing environment and mutations resulting from toxins. So the flora and fauna on fourth density Earth will not look exactly like the flora and fauna on third density Earth. This will also be due to the change in vibration. Some of your flora and fauna will not be suited to fourth density, and other forms will take their place. Fourth density worlds do not look exactly like third density worlds, although they seem as solid to those who inhabit them as your world seems to you. Fourth density worlds have a different matrix and therefore slightly different life forms, but ones you would still recognize as plants and animals. Fourth density worlds are also brighter and more light-filled, which is the most obvious difference. Since the transition to fourth density will be continuing at least throughout the 21st century, and your world will not be considered a mature fourth density world until some time after that, the description of fourth density that follows applies more to Earth beyond the 21st century than to the near future. Even so, the 21st century will be perceptibly different from the 20th. Over the next century, those living will gradually come to experience their world differently. Their world will change with each passing year until eventually they will be living in fourth density. Fourth density is difficult to describe, since it is unlike your world in so many essential ways. However, we will try to describe features of it so that you have a sense of what you have to look forward to. Compared to third density Earth, fourth density Earth will be a paradise. Because of the presence of more light, not sunlight, but ethereal light, fourth density worlds are blessed with lush, abundant flora and infinitely diverse fauna. Fourth density people have learned to live in harmony with their surroundings, so fourth density life will be lived close to and in cooperation with the Earth. In fourth density, animals cooperate with people and pose no threat to them. Fourth density people are the masters of nature, but they are its servants as well. In fourth density, cooperation exists between people just as it does between nature and humankind. There, people have a sense of belonging to something greater than themselves, to all that is. They consciously align themselves with that. As a result, their cities and social structures are designed to benefit the social group, not just one person or group of persons. In most fourth density worlds, everyone's basic needs are met with minimal effort because of advanced technology. For example, food is abundant and provided lovingly by those who choose this occupation. Everything in society is provided out of love, not out of the need to earn a living. All functions within society are performed with joy. If someone cannot contribute to society for a time, he or she is gladly provided for by others. Fourth density worlds are the way they are because people's consciousnesses are aligned with the Creator. This is what makes these worlds a paradise. People have always hoped that paradise was possible, and it is. However, this paradise is not the end point of evolution but the beginning of one's service to the Creator. Once you have moved beyond third density and received training as a guide, you are allowed to serve third density. Then, you become spirit guides for those in third density. Some of you reading this have spirit guides from fourth density, although in nearly every case you also have spirit guides from fifth density. Some of you also have sixth and seventh density beings involved with you from time to time. Fourth density beings are invisible to third density beings. This is confusing in thinking about Earth moving from third to fourth density. Will some of you be invisible to others? This transition will be made slowly enough that those alive, Those who can accommodate the heightened vibrations will gradually be transformed to fourth density. Since this will be happening to everyone on Earth at the same time, everyone will be a similar vibration and therefore visible to each other. You could think of the 21st century as a time of intermediate density, density 3.5 changing to fourth. Beings of fourth density will also be visible to those transitioning to fourth density. Those transitioning would be considered fourth density, even though they are more like 3.5. Fourth density beings are virtually free of disease and illness. They rarely fall ill, and what difficulties they do have can usually be remedied by advanced technology and medicine. As in third density, illness arises when people fall out of alignment with the Creator. When this happens in fourth density, the cause is understood and, consequently, easily remedied. With so much time and energy freed by not having to struggle with illness or survival, huge strides can be made intellectually, socially, and spiritually. Fourth density beings spend most of their time exploring areas of interest and expanding themselves intellectually and spiritually. What they engage in relates to their spiritual goals, which relate to service. For them, there is no such thing as knowledge for knowledge's sake, only knowledge for service's sake. Fourth density beings seek knowledge for its potential to improve the lives of others. This emphasis on the intellect does not leave fourth density beings' bodies neglected. They are so well attuned to their physical selves that very little is needed to maintain their physical strength and well-being. They automatically eat and move in healthy ways. The activities they are likely to engage in stretch and renew their bodies, not strain or abuse them. They practice exercises like those in yoga as a matter of course, simply because their body needs them. They don't say to themselves, "I should exercise 20 minutes today." They move as they need to, as naturally as you breathe or yawn. Providing for their bodies is a reflexive action, not a conscious one. Fourth density beings live in family units but without the strict gender roles of your lifestyle. Each gender does what it does best and what it chooses to do. And since each person is aligned with the Creator, one person's desires do not conflict with another's. We have come to the end of this exploration for now, but you are far from the end of your journey, which is just beginning. The attainment of fourth density is a graduation of sorts. You are graduating from the world of suffering to one of service and compassion, never to return to a third density world unless you choose to. Other third density worlds will continue to nourish third density people who are learning the lessons you have just come through. You will be in a position to help these people, which is one reason for your experiences in third density. Everything humankind experiences has a purpose. Nothing is ever wasted. Every experience prepares you to serve others, for that is the primary activity in a universe founded on love. Your world hardly seems founded on love at times, and yet, those of you who meditate know that love is all there is. Your sense of love as the basis of all will increase in the times to come, and your society will reflect this new awareness. Your educational, political, economic, and social systems will all change accordingly. You will become wise to the wisdom of love. This may sound utopian and idealistic. How can what we have said about the future Earth be true? How can you believe this when experience tells you that life is suffering? The only answer we have to this, my friends, is to say that the only way through the suffering of third density Earth is faith in a better world and the will to create it. You have the power to create a world filled with love, even though you may doubt it. You have the power to create the world of your dreams. With the help of others, you are succeeding at it every day. Every day, you are getting closer to this reality of greater love, peace, and prosperity. Do not doubt the power of your faith or your actions. Look around you, and you will see so many others like you who are working to create a new world amidst the old. Look into each other's eyes and recognize your oneness. And this will strengthen you. We are with you always, as are many, many others. We all are sending our love and encouragement to you. Blessings to you. Appendix: An explanation of densities. Densities is a term more and more people are running across, usually in channeled material because it is being used by channeled entities to describe their understanding of reality and the changing reality of Earth. A density is similar to what you understand as a dimension or a plane. There are many densities, planes, or dimensions coexisting simultaneously in space. They operate independently and are generally invisible to each other because each is of a different vibration, or atomic density. With training and energy, lower dimensions can become visible to higher dimensions. However, higher dimensions are invisible to lower dimensions except under circumstances that are considered paranormal. Usually seven densities are named, although densities do not stop at seven. The third to seventh densities relate to humanoid evolution, with third density being the first stage. First and second density are reserved for minerals, plants, and animals. Human beings will soon enter fourth density, at least those who are ready. The Earth is moving into fourth density and will no longer support third density life. So anyone wanting to return to Earth in other incarnations will have to be fourth density. In fourth density, you will still experience yourselves and Earth as physical, but you will no longer be visible to third density beings, except when you choose. To third density, you would appear to have bodies of light, but you could also step down your energy and appear solid to them. Fourth density beings can materialize and dematerialize in and out of third density, but they are still considered physical. All higher densities appear to lower densities as light beings, with densities beyond the fourth able to appear in whatever form they choose. Fourth density beings are confined to their physical forms, as third density beings are. Like third density, fourth density operates through polarities, but negativity is much less. Physical needs are fewer and much easier to supply. In fourth density, growth still occurs from challenges, but the challenges are different from third density. Fifth density coincides with the higher astral plane, or the plane where spirit guides reside. Fifth density beings act as guides to third and fourth density beings, just as sixth density beings act as guides to them. Fourth density beings also can act as guides to third density beings, but only under supervision. With each rise in density is a rise in understanding, wisdom, and love. And each density has its particular lessons and challenges as well as tasks. The shift from third to fourth density is one of the more miraculous shifts, since suffering no longer exists beyond third density. Contents. Preface. Introduction. Part 1. Who is here and why? Chapter 1. Where you came from and where you are going. Chapter 2. The Pleiadians. Chapter 3. The Syrians. Chapter 4. The Orions, Chapter 5, The Zetas, Chapter 6, The Greys, Part 2, Preparing for Contact, Chapter 7, Servers and Self-Servers in the World Today, Chapter 8, The First Contact, Chapter 9, Appearances and Other Differences, Chapter 10, Living in an Integrated World, Chapter 11, The Future, Appendix, An Explanation of Densities, About the Author, Then End.